talking about kinds of fish people fish for around here. Have you ever heard people talk about a fish called a oh, now it skipped my mind. What is that? Bluegills?
Yeah, that's a bream. That's bluegill bream.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Oh, yeah, they eat. Lots of them around here in these lakes and places.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you were going fishing for bream, what would you probably use for bait?
Well, generally they use crickets.
Mm-hmm. What about bass?
They generally use live minnows.
Mm-hmm. People like eating worms around here?
Oh, yeah. Use earthworm and his Catawba worm.
Yes. What about shell cracker? You ever heard of that?
Oh yeah, that's a different type of brown. He's right there on that gill is, it's red instead of blue.
Yes.
They grow bigger than that bluegill.
Mm-hmm. And you call that a?
Shell cracker.
It's a pretty kind of fish.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Ever caught an eel before?
Oh, Lord, yeah. Man, you don't know.
Is that good for anything?
No.
Ugly looking thing.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah. You can't hold him unless you're around where there's a whole lot of sand. I caught him on my hook that way before. There's a whole lot of sand. I just reached down and grabbed me a whole lot of sand. I'd grab him. He'd slip out of that handful of sand. Or you throw it down, because it'd have a lot of old slime on it. Grab you up another handful of sand. You could hold him with that and take your hook out.
But it takes two tries.
Yeah, it takes two handfuls of sand. That first hand handful, it cuts all that slime off of it.
Yes.
That next handful you grab, you can hold him.
Right.
With that sand, yeah.
Right.
That's the only way you can hold him.
Yes.
You can't no more hold him, you can fly with your natural hand. And here, just slip out there again.
What about blackfish or jackfish? Ever heard
of
them?
Yeah, they a lot of jackfish around here. Yeah.
Can those be?
They so bony you can't eat them. They'd be good to eat if you didn't have so many bones in them.
Mm-hmm.
They had little bones in them. They just got all kind of little ports on each end and everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you call those?
Jackfish.
Have you ever heard of a gar?
Oh yeah, fish gar, yeah.
Got those around?
A lot of them.
Those kind of things kind of dangerous, aren't they?
No, they're not dangerous. They don't, not unless you stick your hand up in that bill, they didn't bite you.
Mm.
They got bad teeth.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So talking about things that are dangerous, you mentioned using black snake for bait. I don't reckon a black snake will hurt you, will
it? No, you'd kill him, chop him up in short chunk, and stick him on that hook.
Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of snakes you got around here?
Oh, we got a lot of different kinds. We got rattlesnake, black snake, gopher snake, moccasins, three or four different varieties. A lot of different colored little gray snakes.
Yes, sir. Any king snakes around here?
No, I never have seen one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard people say that a king snake will kill other snakes.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Mm-hmm. I guess it'd be a handy one to have around.
Yeah.
It kills poisonous.
Well, they say this. They say black snakes and this old gopher snake does. Of course, a gopher snake, he's a big old black snake. About that big around.
Yes.
He's so black, he glitters just like glass.
Mm.
He's non-poisonous, like the black snake.
Yes, sir.